state headquarters. And I spent 5 years there.
Hmm. Speak any French?
I'm pissed. At one time, I spoke French passable, you know, workable French.
Mm-hmm.
But after going through other countries and getting it all mixed up with other languages, sometimes my French is just to be mixed up with Turkish and Thai.
Speak a little Turkish?
A little Turkish.
A little Thai?
A little Thai. And very little French, man, because it's been so long. Because I still remember some of the basic words in French, man. I spent 5 years there, came back to the States and was assigned to Fort Meade, Maryland. Stayed up there 18 months. Up there about. Left there, I went to Turkish. Excuse me, Turkish. Spent 4 years and a half in Turkey.
Hmm.
And I came back from Turkey and was assigned to Fort Gordon. And I spent sometimes 21 months, 22 months, 23 months, or something of that effect, I suppose, at Gordon, and I left and went to Vietnam. Came from Vietnam back to Gordon. Left Gordon in and went to Thailand. And came back to Thailand to Gordon. And retired.
You really got around, didn't you?
Well, it didn't seem though, it didn't seem like it was much really going that time.
Hmm. What about what about your close? Are your friends now pretty much people from the Army, or you've been around here a long time? And
well, the people that I really consider my friends is probably ones before I went into service, because I do have a lot of people that I had some type of ties with in the military. We sometimes exchange Christmas cards.
Mm-hmm.
On special occasions, and every once in a while we make telephone calls or something like that. Kind of stay in touch, but the people that, you know, like what I consider maybe my closest friends are the persons that I had prior to going into service.
Okay.
And they are here. Well, actually, they are over in the South Carolina area,
hmm.
Or over in the Valley.
Uh-huh.
You know, and they are what I consider my closest friends. It happened to be.
Yeah, they pretty much stayed here, huh?
They stayed here all the time.
Okay. What are your friends do for a living? The people that you would consider your closest friends, what do they do for a living?
Well, this one particular person that I'm talking about, he works out the DuPont. Not sure.
What do they call that place?
It's been changed so many times. When they first got building, we used to call it the Bummer Plant. Then it was changed into Savannah River. I guess they call it Savannah River Project.
Yeah.
And then it DuPont came in, and I still think they have a. It's broken down in maybe two sectors now, DuPont and Savannah River Project, because I think they had some military out there, because it's been years since I was out there, because of security reasons, you know, they have fenced off and everything. If you don't really have a need to be out there, you don't go out there.
Because
I went out there long years ago.